Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle. Alta Aurelia victorious in Paulina last night. And co-head coach Chris Reinert joins us after a tough touchdown loss to Storm Lake the week before. You bounce back, coach, winning 22-9. And especially satisfying, I know, because you had to play a mix and match with patchwork lineups for this week three game as the injuries unfortunately piling up.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a stressful week as a head coach. It's been a stressful week for some of these kids because, as you said, we're trying to put a lineup together to get out there and be successful. And unfortunately, this early in the season, we have several injuries, and I'm making that have to happen. So we're kind of playing chess with our own team. Our lineup has changed significantly. I think we had 7 to 8 kids in different spots than what we started the season in just 2 weeks ago. So we got a running back playing line and all kinds of things. So we're learning as we go here. We got to get healthy so that way we can continue to build on this kind of thing. So we had a nice win with, like you said, a lineup that we definitely weren't expecting 2 weeks ago that we would have on the field.
So what, the first half was pretty much a stalemate and kind of feeling things out?
It was. We had our chance in the red zone, I think, twice in that first half. And again, we are truly learning on the fly. We have kids in different positions, as I mentioned already, two linemen that were in positions they've never been in before. And one, like I said, was a running back that is now playing guard. So we had opportunities early on, fourth and short. Again, we had miscommunication, and then they stuffed it. And unfortunately, that was down deep into the red zone. We weren't first and goal yet, but that was probably going to set that situation up. So we had opportunities. We hit a couple big, good runs early on, just could not cap off a drive. But again, the defense has been so good so far this year. Coach Peck has got them in the right spots, and the kids are being disciplined and continue to play hard and keep us in ball games on that side.
Scoreless game at halftime, but speaking of defense, I understand it was a pick six that got you rolling.
It was. Levi Sleaser was just under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. We had pressure applied to the quarterback in the end zone. We had them backed up, and the quarterback kind of panicked and tossed one up, and Levi, with cast and all on his hand, grabbed the ball and went in for it was only about a 5-yard interception return, but we'll take all five of those yards because it turned down to 7 for us. So.
All right, so summarize the remainder of that second half, if you would.
Again, we kicked off and held them to 3 and out. They punted back to us, and actually on the first play from scrimmage, Anthony Career came off the left side and 44 yards later found himself in the end zone. We were lined up for a two-point conversion, not a two-point conversion. We lined up for the PAT on the snap. It was high. Michael Reichert was our holder. He had to go up and get it, turn around, saw a corner of the end zone open, so he took off for it, and sure enough, he got there. So we actually turned that one into 2 points there. We're up 15-0 with 2:10 left in the third. It wasn't again until the fourth. Again, kind of a defensive battle. I think we exchanged punts back and forth there. We ended up holding them once again. Michael Reichert, this time from 30 yards out, went around the right side, and Anthony Career topped that touchdown run off with a PAT and found ourselves up 22-0. That was with 8:04 left in the fourth. Held them again to a punt. They flipped the field on us, so we were backed up this time towards our end zone. Started moving the ball out, ended up needing to punt. Had a tremendous punt. Nick Gaze has been doing an excellent job punting the ball this year. Hit a boomer. They fumbled it. We recovered. Unfortunately, again, trying to move kids around, we ended up with too many guys on the field on our punt team this time because we had an injury we had to fill in for between this punt and the last one, and had some confusion trying to get kids on the field. And unfortunately, we had 12 on the field, had to repunt, backed us way up to the end zone with that penalty. And this time, unfortunately, the snap got to us, got over our heads, and out the back of the end zone for safety. So at that time, it was 22-0, or 22-2 with 4:20 left in the fourth. JV teams kind of came in at the end, and then they got a score late with 37 seconds left on a 38-yard touchdown run. So finish it up at 22-9, and we will definitely take that and move on.
Mm-hmm. And if you could close with your offensive individual yardage leaders, if you have those, and
yeah,
maybe a top tacklers defensively?
Yeah, absolutely. Anthony Clear led us on the ground, 76 yards. Eric Steffen bouncing back and forth between fullback, running back, had 47 yards. Michael Ryard had 61 yards in the touchdown, and as well as Anthony Clear there. Defensively, we mentioned Levi. Levi had 5.5 tackles, the interception six. Nick Gaze, 7.5 tackles. Eric Steffen had 3.5 tackles, also had a fumble recovery, which was obviously big. Alex DeRose, 9 tackles, 4 for loss. Those are kind of the ones that stand out here in my mind that I have written down. So a lot of guys making plays, a lot of guys contributing. May not have the numbers to show, but it's definitely obviously, as everyone knows, it's a team effort out there to corral kids and let other people mop up. So it's a lot of fun to watch our defense play right now.
Alta really keeping things glued together best they can for the time being, and they come away with a 22-9 win last night at South O'Brien, and they'll be hosting Pocahontas Area next week, which will be our Area Game of the Week broadcast on Mix 101.7. Co-head coach Chris Reinert. Chris, to you and Coach Peck, congratulations, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Ryan. Looking forward to it.